God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Greetings, friends. I'm so glad we could get together. I hope you are surviving the coronavirus pandemic. I hope that we are all learning from what is happening in our world. There is a lot going on in our world that has the marks of spiritual darkness. Our guest today is Dr. Tom Horn. His new book, Shadowland, is a masterpiece. Tom Horn is a prophetic researcher who is a delight to read. His books are so well documented from newscasts, newspapers, the words of important people, that he has quite a following. People who want to understand read Tom Horn. Lieutenant Colonel Robert L. McGinnis, who has written the foreword to Shadowland, writes this, quote, "Shadowland exposes those occult influences hidden especially within Washington's deep state. If the current direction of America isn't quickly reversed, all hope is lost," close quotes. Now, friends, I know that those are ominous words, but after looking at how the media and how the radical left are handling the coronavirus situation, Colonel McGinnis speaks the truth. Tom Horn's book, Shadowland, will help you see what is really going on in America. We have never been so close to losing our country as right now. Our guest is Dr. Tom Horn. He is a prolific writer who has raised the standard for excellence among prophetic researchers. In his new book, Shadowland, Dr. Tom Horn exposes the occult influences hidden within Washington's deep state and modern culture. Spiritual darkness is everywhere. Dr. Horn addresses the question in his book, "Is another great awakening even possible?" Tom, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Larry, as always.
Well, Tom, in your book, Shadowland, you say the dystopian vision of George Orwell's 1984 is being employed by fake news agencies against Donald Trump and to take America and the world into an antichrist system. That's a lot to think about and chew on. So explain what you mean.
Yeah, it really is. And this became more and more obvious to me just over the last 10, 15 years, but especially since the election of Donald Trump. And in the first part of this new book, Shadowland, and by the way, this book is unlike anything I've ever written before. It's unlike anything people have ever read before. And I would just encourage the Southwest Radio Ministries audience, if you've ever read anything by me, please make a donation to Southwest Radio Church to get this book and read it, because it is, well, let's just say it's a game changer. There's information in there that is disturbing. It's hard to read. There's photographs that we took. And maybe we can get into some of that. So let me get back to answering Larry's question here. Yeah, in the beginning of the book, I point out how in George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, the fictional setting of Oceania is depicted as having four ministries under the figurehead of Big Brother, and they are called love, peace, plenty, and truth. Now, ironically, in his book, The Ministry of Peace actually perpetuates unending wars. The Ministry of Love oversees suffering and torture against those that won't adhere to the party line. The Ministry of Plenty weaponizes starvation through the kind of socialism that some on the left in the United States are now pushing for. And then there is the Ministry of Truth, which is the propaganda arm of the government media that employs what today we would call fake news, but what Orwell called doublethink and newspeak, which was the official dialectic of the state. Newspeak is the term that Orwell invented for controlled language, like we see the PC police pushing in America today, where you have restricted grammar and limited vocabulary, which Orwell described as a linguistic design that was meant to limit the freedom of thought. In other words, the limit of personal identity, self-expression, free will. Anything that ideologically threatened the regime of Big Brother and the party was criminalized and referred to as thought crime and fell under this restricted grammar as the Ministry of Truth. Now, the point that I make early in the book is that today in America, the nonfiction version of the Ministry of Truth has materialized, and any rational thinking person probably is aware that it's fully operational now through the Orwellian tools of modern Marxists and social media manipulators. This includes, you know, some of the biggest media outlets out there, CNN, Google, Facebook, other organizations, who are right now actively blacklisting Christian and conservative commentary by burying the search results, showing their bias in their artificial intelligence, shadow banning algorithms and reporting and so on. We've been a victim of that at SkyWatch TV. I'm sure you have too. But it's activity that's also directly contributed to the moral decline across the United States, because you are filtering out the salt, if you will. We are salt and light. We are the salt of the earth, the Bible says. And it's intentionally filtering out the commentary that could be being made by people that have higher moral values. And it isn't just Tom Horn saying that. The United States Attorney General William Barr told the University of Notre Dame Law School not long ago that attacks on freedom of expression, especially on religious liberty, have already resulted in what he called the moral decline that's contributed in part to increases in polarization, in suicides, in mental illness, in drug addiction. And worse, Barr says that the attack on religious liberty and freedom of unapproved speech is not random. In other words, it's not just something that's happening as a result of artificial intelligence algorithms. He says it is organized destruction of religious content by secularists and their allies that have marshaled all of the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, academia, in this unremitting assault right now on religion and traditional values. So that's the point that I make early in the book. Just like Orwell's 1984 masterpiece, Shadowland and those who are a part of the swamp, if you will, their funding of doublethink and the media's newspeak have been especially deployed to create, by the way, what some psychologists are calling chaos memes. That is, contagious ideas, that if you say something over and over within the public, people begin to accept it as a fact, or they repeat it because of peer pressure and the natural human desire to want to fit in. And then that becomes a very powerful tool to generate groupthink talking points and attitudes and hive mind conformities that what Orwell would have called Big Brother wants out there now in the marketplace. So there's undeniably an echo of what psychologists also call the illusion of truth phenomenon. This, by the way, is something that's been verified through clinical studies as highly effective, and it basically means that if you repeat a lie enough times, people will come to believe that it is true. Repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. That was the principle of indoctrination attributed to Nazi politician and Reich Minister of Propaganda under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, you know. So whether it's CNN or the New York Times or whoever, the impeach Trump crowd understand the effectiveness of this dark practice of repeating a lie over and over and over and over, and they've been doing it since 2016. Now, it's been mostly a political issue between them and the never-Trumpers and the people that hate Donald Trump, and they're willing to do anything to get rid of him, but it is also increasingly being focused against conservative Christianity as well, and there is an occult aspect to all of this too, whether or not the propagandists realize that they're therefore functioning as, you know, fleshy gloves of invisible supernaturalism. Their misinformation campaigns, memes, chaos magic, it is something that we detail in Shadowland, and it is something that Jesus was a victim of and who identified the power operating behind it. Jesus said it was satanic. He said that the devil was a liar and the father of it, and those who were the political individuals of his day who were willing to see him die in order for them to accomplish their goals, he identified the chaos memes behind what they were doing and saying as being satanic. So detailed in the book Shadowland is this phenomenon, and yes, I think that even some Christians are buying in to the lies. You have churches right now that are organizing summer camps to teach grade school kids how to become Antifa activists. Some of the largest Protestant denominations in North America, I won't name names, but they've officially adopted radical identity politics that literally strikes at the heart of Christianity itself, not to mention outright calls for Trump's removal from office by magazines that wear the Christian label, one that was started by Billy Graham himself. So we're watching right now a kind of spiritual warfare that has bled over into what George Orwell would have defined in his 1984 as constructs that emanate from the government, but they affect every aspect of social order. So in other words, Orwell foresaw exactly the kind of political rhetoric that we're hearing today on nightly news and in these contagious attempts at castigating opinion and free speech being generated throughout the United States, the government left, across college campuses, major cities of the United States right now. And it is an intentional effort, and there is a satanic spirit behind it.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I know the popularity of socialism today. You even speak about its fatal flaw is that it depends on people acting contrary to human behavior. At no time in recorded history have entire cultures willingly volunteered the fruits of their labor to central governments for redistribution. So there seems to be a spiritual blindness. I'm thinking of Nancy Pelosi. You know, back in 2010, she was speaking about the Affordable Care Act, and she said, we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it. So there seems to be a blindness.
That's right. And listen, I've thought for decades now that in order to accomplish the rise of Antichrist, final world order, it would require a few things that the Antichrist either would initiate himself or that he would take advantage of. One of those is a global trigger event, something like coronavirus, that could initiate a push for, you know, let's say a universal vaccine, a.k.a. the mark of the beast. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not saying that all vaccines are evil, but something that would cause people to line up to receive his mark. We could talk about that in a moment. But before I do, I've also thought that as we see the incoming of Antichrist, there would be this race to embrace an end-time government socialist Marxist dictatorship system. And we're seeing that today within the current political turmoil in the United States that is reflected really in a growing pile of survey data that reveals there is a widespread desire, especially among Democratic Party presidential aspirants, but it's not just among them, but to use even this latest pandemic to grow the federal bureaucracy to unprecedented proportions. But that in addition to all of that, you have this growing interest on the part of Americans who say they're willing to give up their freedom for a socialist, Marxist form of government. There's recent polls that found that more than 70% of Americans between the ages of 23 and 38 are likely to vote for a socialist in the presidential election in 2020. So that so many Americans, by the way, when they poll all age groups, it's still over 50% of all Americans. So not just the millennial generation thing. So when you look at that and you think, man, that this generation is willing to give socialism the old college try, just one generation after the collapse of the Soviet Union, which was the most successful communist state in recent history, this has got to be a shock to those that lived through the Cold War and the defeat of Hitler's Germany. Because although, you know, liberals never admit it, Nazis were just another flavor of socialists. But it really is a classic example of old George, you know, Santayana's observation that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. You would think it'd be a lesson we've learned by now. I mentioned the Soviet Union, but there's many others even more recent we could point to. Venezuela, for instance, which was, you know, doing very, very well, was spectacularly transformed from the wealthiest nation in South America into an economic wreck in less than 40 years because of espousing socialism. And yet here we are. We're in the middle of a campaign season that's been temporarily abrupted by a pandemic, but it is one in which America's two main political parties are divided by presidential candidates who on the one hand celebrate capitalism, on the other hand seem to be competing to present, you know, the most unaffordable, unsustainable, frankly unrealistic policy proposals under socialism. So now you know, these young people, and I'm not being critical, I love them. I've published books on the millennial paradox. We want to reach this whole generation. But we're seeing the bitter fruit of an entire generation that's been deprived of history lessons, civic lessons. And now, you know, they're being promised free health care, even for coronavirus-infected people that are coming into the country illegally, according to the bill that was just approved by the Senate. Free child care, free abortions for those that don't want to be burdened with the children, debt-free college education, guaranteed jobs, guaranteed incomes, even for those that don't want to work, mandatory affordable housing. So what's that going to do to the investors into housing? Reparations for all these groups with politically correct grievances. And that doesn't even scratch the surface of the mind-bogglingly, and I'm going to say ignorant, ladies and gentlemen, Larry didn't say that, Tom Horn is saying that, the mind-bogglingly ignorant pie-in-the-sky Green New Deal, which is so ludicrous that even liberal pundits admit that it'll put their presidential candidates in an uncomfortable position, so they're instructing them not to talk much about it publicly until after the election. It's wild, but I have for years predicted, this was my point, what I've called a trigger event or a series of trigger events that would bring the world to its knees in willingness for somebody or something to deliver us all. And one part of that, I believe, is a socialist system under Antichrist. Why would the Antichrist champion a socialist system? Because it brings everybody into need to depend on the government. It makes everybody a slave of the government.
Yes, let me jump in here. We are just about out of time, but Tom, thank you so much. We're going to have you back for our next show, and we'll continue talking about Shadowlands. So thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for letting me be here.
Matthew, come to the mic and tell our listeners how to get their own copy of Shadowland.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the book that exposes the actors in the deep state. It is titled Shadowland, and you can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our call center at 1-800-652-1144. If you would rather write and place your order, the address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this eye-opening book anytime, online, on our recently remodeled website at swrc.com. A great companion to this book is the book titled Masquerade, Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History by Carl Gallups. You can have a copy for a gift of $20. Better yet, get both books, Shadowland and Masquerade, for a gift of $30. While you're stuck at home in this quarantine, why not learn what's really going on? The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
Well, Marvin, I know that there are a lot of people who are uneasy, some definitely concerned, and many downright depressed. The coronavirus, or COVID-19, has made a sweeping tour of the planet Earth in just over 3 months.
That's right, Pastor Larry. The media has really hit the freak-out button, and it's causing a societal meltdown. Celebrity physician Dr. Drew Pinsky said the media should be, quote, ashamed of themselves for creating pain around the coronavirus outbreak, close quotes.
Well, Marvin, we certainly never want to call the coronavirus a hoax. It is real. But we need to put it in perspective. There are about 6,000 people who have died from COVID-19 worldwide thus far. However, according to the World Health Organization, a total of 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis in 2018. The coronavirus, compared to TB, pales into insignificance.
That's right, Pastor Larry. 1.5 million people. Now here's something else. The World Health Organization is also warning that multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, quote, remains a public health crisis, close quotes. But none of this is mentioned by the media. It's far worse than the coronavirus, yet the coronavirus is getting all the attention.
Well, I think all of us, including our listeners, need to remember Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, that's someone who traps birds, and from the noisome pestilence. The coronavirus is a noisome pestilence.
Now, there is one word that describes this psalm, security. It reminds me of what Jesus said in John 10, 28 and 29, where Jesus is speaking of our security in Christ. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Well, that's a great passage, Marvin. Thanks for sharing it. We are reminded again in Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6, it says, Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. And then the psalm goes on to say, Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
You know, Pastor Larry, I think it's times like this when we feel powerless. That's what causes the alarm. But isn't that what faith is all about, knowing that we are powerless, knowing that we are undone without God's grace?
Well, Marvin, you're right, and that's where humility comes in. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6, spell it out for us. It says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
When we do that, the promise is that He may exalt you in due time. It doesn't say that He will exalt you right now, nor does it say that your faith won't be challenged, but it does say that those who humble themselves and who cast their cares and their fears on God will be exalted.
Well, I believe that God is providing Christian people everywhere with a wonderful learning experience. We in America have become so dependent on government and all the nice things that we have, we are ill-prepared for a major crisis. Well, God is preparing us right now. He is teaching us. He is challenging us. He says, Be still and know that I am God.
The Newport, Oregon Police Department posted a surprising message on its Facebook page. As shoppers across the country have flocked to the supermarkets to stock up on supplies amid the coronavirus pandemic. It's hard to believe that we even have to post this, the Newport police said. Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance.
Well, it's a hilarious post. It goes on and says, In fact, history offers many other options for you in your time of need. If you cannot find a roll of your favorite soft Ultra Plus 2-ply citrus-scented tissue, seamen used old rope and anchor lines soaked in salt water. Ancient Romans used a sea sponge on a stick, also soaked in salt water. We are a coastal town. Close quote. The coronavirus that originated in China has now swept through 126 countries, infected almost 170,000 people worldwide, and is responsible for almost 7,000 deaths as of March 15th. China had been leading the world in the number of confirmed cases and deaths. What is somewhat strange, however, is that Italy and Iran are the second and third hardest hit nations in this outbreak. By common sense reckoning, both countries should have much lower numbers of confirmed cases because they are geographically far from the epicenter of the outbreak. The reason these two countries are suffering the most outside China is mainly due to their close ties with Beijing, primarily through the One Belt, One Road, that's OBOR, initiative.
The OBOR initiative is Beijing's foreign policy plan disguised as infrastructure investment. China and Country X agree to do an infrastructure project in Country X. Country X has to borrow from a Chinese bank to finance the project. A contract is always awarded to Chinese companies, which then bring supplies and Chinese employees to Country X to build the project. The country that benefits the most in the long run from this initiative is China. This initiative provides new markets and consistent demand for China's goods and services creates employment opportunities for Chinese workers and gives China access to strategically important locations and natural resources. Beijing's real objective is to leverage its newly gained financial power to greatly expand its geopolitical influence as well as its economic and military footing from Asia to Europe and Africa.
Italy's economy has been struggling for two decades and has seen three recessions in 10 years. Its unemployment rate stood at 10.3%, and its youth unemployment rate was 33%. According to Marco Annunziata of Forbes, the living standards in Italy today are roughly the same as they were 20 years ago because very little growth has occurred. The same thing is true with Iran. It faces some of the worst economic and political challenges it has in decades. The Trump administration reimposed economic sanctions in 2018, which has worsened an already crumbling economy. In 2019, Iran's inflation rate was 20%. This is why Italy and Iran have such a large number of coronavirus deaths that thousands of workers from China brought COVID-19 to these countries. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19 tell us this: "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Close quote.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the book that exposes the actors in the deep state. It is titled Shadowland, and you can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our call center at 1-800-652-1144. If you'd rather write and place your order, the address is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this eye-opening book anytime online on our recently remodeled website at swrc.com. A great companion to this book is the book titled Masquerade: Prepare for the Greatest Con Job in History by Carl Gallups. You can have a copy for a gift of $20. Better yet, get both books, Shadowland and Masquerade, for a gift of $30. This is a $40 value for $30. While you're stuck at home in this quarantine, why not learn what's really going on? The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. And the website is swrc.com. Thanks for being with us today. Join us here tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Tom Horn wrap up this series on the Watchman on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Ministries.